Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but CUFI, Christians United for Israel, just put out a prayer alert that there's a highly secretive Syrian military unit known as Unit 450 that has been scattering and hiding chemical weapons throughout Syria. And so Christians United for Israel just put that out for us to pray.
Dear God.
But there's stuff happening. You know, so it's just a tip. What else is to come? And we need to stay vigilant in prayer and being watchful. Men and women on the wall for God and for Israel and for what's happening around the
yes,
world.
Yes, 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 yes. You can find out more about CUFI by going to VFNTV.com. We have a link right on the front page for you to get to them there. Listen, this is what this is how the enemy works. He pushes at you and pushes at you till he finds a hot button.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think about it, if the enemy would have known the hot button to get the world stirred up and get America stirred up was chemical weapons, he would have done that a long time ago. But now that they found this is, hey, this is like an epicenter. We just did a little test, an experiment. We gassed our own people.
You think we would get this? His plan is still the same. Steal, kill, and destroy. The battle plan hasn't changed here.
Right.
And reportedly, the people that the insurgents, the reports are that they actually did it themselves since they were to their own people because they knew that that would get the reaction that it did get. And we just don't know who know and who knew and all those different things. And it's just reported. It's alleged. So we don't really know that for a fact.
Vladimir is definitely pushing that narrative.
Yeah, Vladimir said, that's what he said. You know, and if anybody would know, since he lives there, it's his vacation home. And that's where all the ships come in. You know, you think you would know. But now, they find out, if that's true, if they're putting those chemical weapons all different places, then they ain't planning on going nowhere.
No.
And they're realizing now, it's almost like saying a bank robber gets caught and they grab one of the tellers and put a knife at her or his throat. They're taking the Syrian people hostage. Satan's taking the Syrian people hostage by putting a chemical weapon at their throat.
Wow.
And we need to pray for the Arab people. We got to pray for the Syrian people that are being... This is not all the Syrian people. This is a small percentage that's doing all this. And there are Christian Syrians that are being beheaded. Just 50 years ago when... We'll talk more about that later. Understand that they're being beheaded. They're being burnt. Churches are being burned down. They're being treated horrifically. And you think, well, wonder why. It's Satan, church. Church, Ephesians 6:12, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And understand that this is not a logical argument. There is no logic involved in this.
Right.
It's a war between God and Satan. And whoever is on Satan's side is held captive by him to do his will. I don't care what nation they are. I don't care what gender they are. I don't care how old they are, what they have in their hand. And whoever is given their hearts to God is under his leadership. And there's a lot of people that have given their hearts to God that are they're not serving either side, which is serving the dark side. And so understanding that that's the truth, it's not strange to understand why they would immediately attack Christians and attack Jews, because it's Satan, you know, using some of these folks to be able to do his will. And if you now are walking with Christ in you, he can see you're a Christian. He knows you're a Christian. I mean, the glory of God is on your life. I mean, they can see. By the way, Satan can see. It's like, Satan doesn't ever mess with me. He's like, well, maybe you didn't think about whose side you're on. That's the reason why. Yeah. So, by the way, if you think you're partnering up with darkness, if you think you're making friends with evil and that you can negotiate your way... And you can't negotiate with evil. But if you think you can do this, you're going to end up in a very, very bad place. And right now, that's where the world's at. You know, people in their logical minds are saying things like, hey, we can talk this thing out. We can do this thing with diplomacy. You can never be diplomatic with evil. You have to say, you're evil. And the day you're not evil, and we see fruit that you're not evil, for a long period of time, then we may have coffee and talk about it. And it's President Reagan really understood.
You were saying in the midst of all that persecution, Charisma News is now reporting that the Christians in Syria, this is what they're saying. They're saying that obviously what we already know, that a lot of the persecution is not being reported. They had a 17-year-old boy who was captured who's come back and told them what was happening. And apparently, according to this woman that they interviewed, this Christian believer, that the UN hasn't seen anything. But one of the questions that was posed to her, and they disguised her name, was, what do you see God doing in spite of all the persecution? What, you know, and what's being reported? What is God doing in Syria?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she says. This is so kind of encouraging in the midst of all of this tragedy. She says many of the Muslims families, because of the Muslim families are leaving everywhere. These refugees are scattered all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The country's a battleground. She says that they come to our church, and now our church has 2,000 families of refugees. Listen to this, 2,000 refugees. They told us, we don't know if this is the real Islam. We said yes to this Islam. This is what they teach us in the Quran, but we don't want to follow Muhammad anymore.
Wow.
We don't want Islam. We want to know the real God. So she says, so we give them a New Testament, and we follow up with them, and we have meetings, we preach the gospel, and we give them food, and they're saying that God is moving upon these people, and basically what the devil is meaning for evil, God is turning for good. I mean, think about 2,000 Muslims alone. Muslim families are being pushed.
Wow.
Pushed, and it's almost like Satan's pushing them right into the arms of God, and they're finding the Lord realize that this is Islam. We don't want this.
Right.
We've been following the Quran. We've been following Muhammad. We don't want, and they're receiving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So continue to pray for Syria. Continue to pray for the Syrian Christians and what's happening there in the midst of their persecution, that they will rise in this hour through the grace and the strength of the Lord, and share the gospel, the good news. I mean, this is that defining moment for them, and I think that defining moment is going to happen to many believers in this country. We haven't seen the persecution that is coming, and hopefully next week we'll get a chance to talk about what happened during Nero's day and what happened to the Christians during at that time. But this is nothing new. We've been talking about it on VFN Radio, JJ, Jews and the Christians. It's about to happen. It's about to happen on a whole different scale.
You can have confidence, I don't want to interrupt you, but you can have confidence when you're actually serving the truth, because hold on. I mean, if somebody finds out the truth, they're going to find out that you are in the right, and they're going to want, they've been searching for God. That's why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah. So it's really, I mean, this is encouraging to see that, and we can't forget, we just can't forget. You can't be one dimensional when you're seeing things happening around the world, especially as a believer. We want to get God's perspective. We want to be able to pray, and we want to be able to understand, in context.
Mm-hmm.
And, don't depend on the media to be sharing everything that you need to see. I mean, this is why we're here on VFN Radio, to share by the grace of God a biblical perspective, some godly perspective behind the news that we're seeing every single day. Mm-hmm. And by God's grace, we're doing that every day. And we encourage you to share what you're listening to on VFN Radio. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family members. Share up the slice of bread that we mentioned early in the first hour. We have over 2,000 highlights on the VFN Torch that you can email, that you can post on Facebook, that you can share with people so that they can have that biblical perspective and they can join us. They can join us together in prayer, being watchful, and supporting policies, especially in this country. They're going to stand behind Christians and stand behind Israel, because the days are coming are going to be serious. But listen, God is in control. God is totally aware of what is happening.
Amen.
And he will equip us and help us and help those that cry out to him. But you got to cry out to him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cry out to him. If you haven't made him the Lord of your life, make him the Lord of your life today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.